Now, the next story, it's rather a sad one with a military flavour. It's all about Claude and his sword. Now, my cousin Claude was a second lieutenant, and he was a good un at that. But he got so much praise for his smartness on duty, his head got too big for his hat. When the general hears of him, he says, "Let me see," and he screws up his face in a frown. "I think I'll be free about next Tuesday week." So he sends Claude a wire, coming down. When Claude gets a wire, he went, "Oh, please," and he jigs like a jester with bells, and he says to his soldiers, "Now polish them cannons and make nice tidy heaps with the shells." Well, the great day comes round and the general arrives, and the troops with excitement did seethe. But as Claude stepped forward to give the salute, his sword sticks halfway in its sheath. "Ooh, I can't get it out," says poor Claude, looking glum. "And I can't get it back, it's got stuck." Of course, this would happen today of all days. I call it blue pencil hard luck. Well, the general's face was all colours by now. Someone whistled deep purple for luck. He said, "No, what's the matter?" Claude says, "Use your eyes. Can't you see it's my sword? It's got stuck." Well, the blokes on parade, they all started to yawn while the general stood tapping his boot. And as Claude struggled hard, you could easily see that sword it had sure taken root. So the general says, "Well, if you can't get it out, there don't seem much use in my stopping. If it's okay with you, I'll be back Friday sharp. If you get me my horse, I'll be hopping." So Claude walks away looking sad and forlorn, but comes back very soon looking more so, because the effort of trying to get out his sword had played havoc with most of his torso. Then Claude says, "Excuse me, but regarding your horse," says the general, "Well," Claude says, "don't shout. Is it too many oats while he stood in the stall? Like my sword, sir, I can't get him out."